Welcome to Free Daily Bible Study, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today I want to talk to you about how the McShane Bible Reading Plan will help you to read through the whole Bible. The only way to learn the story of the Bible is actually to read the Bible. That is, to read through the whole Bible. And to read through the whole Bible multiple times. Now, that sounds like a very daunting task. But if you think not about reading the entire Bible all at once, but instead about reading only a very small amount of the Bible every day, day after day, you actually can manage to read through the entire Bible in 1, 2, or 3 years in very manageable daily reading chunks. The best tool I have found that has helped me profoundly in my own spiritual life is the McShane Bible Reading Plan. I have used this plan since the year 2000 when I first picked up D.A. Carson's devotional guides called For the Love of God, Volumes 1 and 2, which are based on the McShane Plan. So here's a quick overview about how to read the whole Bible in as little as 5 minutes of reading a day. That's all we're talking about. The full McShane reading plan is actually going to be a little bit more than that, more like 15 to 20 minutes a day. It includes roughly 4 readings, and each reading is typically about 1 chapter every day. Each reading is going to put you in a different part of the Bible, so you're always reading from a wide variety of scripture in terms of genre, author, whether it's in the New Testament or the Old Testament, the place in the chronology of biblical history, that kind of thing. So to give you a sample of what this feels like, let me give you a few days and what you'd be reading on those days. So on January 1st, you start in Genesis 1, Matthew 1, Ezra 1, and Acts 1. On April 7th, you're reading from Leviticus 10, Psalms 11 and 12, Proverbs 25, and 1 Thessalonians 4. On July 25th, you're in Judges 8, Acts 12, Jeremiah 21, Mark 7. On September 12th, for example, you're on 2 Samuel 7, 2 Corinthians 1, Ezekiel 15, and Psalms 56 through 57. And on December 31st, when you're all the way at the end of the year, you'll be in 2 Chronicles 36, the end of 2 Chronicles, Revelation 22, the end of Revelation, Malachi 4, the very last chapter in the Old Testament, and John 21, the last chapter of the Gospels. You can find more information if you go to freedailybiblestudy.com. There's a link to the full plan. But if you read all 4 passages every day, you would end up reading through the New Testament and Psalms twice in a year, and the rest of the Old Testament once in a year. But just because you could read all 4 readings every day doesn't mean that you have to. And in fact, in many cases, I would recommend to you strongly that you shouldn't try to read all four passages. It's just too much. You'll get discouraged and you'll stop, and that's not worth it. Read something that's manageable. So here's are some suggested alternatives, what I would recommend to you if you want a plan that will help you read through the whole Bible. First of all, here's how to read through the whole Bible in 3 years. This is what I would recommend for the vast majority of people, and that is to read only the first set of readings for this coming year, 2015. That will take you from Genesis 1 through 2 Chronicles 36, so Old Testament readings. And in fact, all the meditations from Free Daily Bible Study for 2015 will focus only on that first reading every day. So each meditation that you're going to get will actually help you to understand what you are reading. That's the point. That's the purpose. That's why we're doing this. You're going to see how that passage fits in with the larger story of the Bible. And you're even going to see how even some of the most puzzling passages in the book of Leviticus, for example, point us forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. This isn't just old, worthless stuff. All of the Bible was written to prepare us for the coming of Jesus. That's what all of my meditations are going to try to help you to see, the full context of this. If you read then in chapter 2016, you continue reading, we'll just jump over to the second set of readings, the New Testament and the Psalms. And then in 2017, read the third set of readings, which is track number 3 is the Old Testament from Ezra through Malachi, and excluding the Psalms. If you did that for 3 years, 2015, 2016, 2017, just 5 minutes of reading a day, you would read through the entire Bible in very manageable time. In only 3 years. The fourth set of readings, there are 4 tracks, is another time of the New Testament and Psalms, just like the second set of readings. It's just in a slightly different order. And so you can read that definitely in 2018 if you want, but that would be sort of a victory lap for you. It only takes 3 years to actually read through. The first 3 years will get you through the entire Bible. This is such a reasonable goal. Your reading time is only 5 to 10 minutes a day. You can spare 5 to 10 minutes every day, right? Make this a priority for the coming year. There's just no other way for you to come to know God, to know Him in His glory and His majesty and His grace, and to know the love that He has shown you and demonstrated to you through Jesus Christ, except through His Word. So please, please, please take time to read what He has spoken. Make 2015 the year that you start reading through the Bible for the first time if you haven't done it. The other option, if you want to read through the Bible a little quicker than in 3 years, here's how you would do it in 2 years. This would be to read 2 passages at a time. So you, if you take this plan, what I would suggest is rather than just reading the first 2 in the McShane Bible reading plan, you actually read the first and the fourth. So you would read the Old Testament and then the second version of the New Testament and Psalms. And here's why. In 2016, Lord willing, I'm going to be writing meditations that go along with the second set of readings. So by tweaking, instead of just reading the first and second set of readings, if you read the first and fourth set of readings, what you can do is then in 2016, you can read the second and third set of readings, and then you'll be able to read right along with the meditations that go with the second set of readings. If that doesn't make sense, you might need to look at the plan, and it'll probably make more sense as you can kind of see it laid out there. Again, you can find a link to the plan on my website at freedailybiblestudy.com. But the biggest thing is just to pick a plan and stick to it. Maybe you want to read all 4 chapters. That's fantastic. Maybe you just want to get started and want to read that 1 chapter a day for 5 minutes a day. That is fantastic. Praise the Lord if you do that. The main thing is to pick a reading plan and to stick to it in 2015. The Word of God, that is the gospel, is the power of God unto salvation. And God actually promises to meet with us by His Holy Spirit when we study His Word. We've got to do this. It is a privilege, a high privilege, to be able to do this. And it's my prayer that the meditations that I'm writing and publishing on Free Daily Bible Study will be as much of a help to you as D.A. Carson's devotionals were to me for getting me into the Word of God on a daily basis. So if you haven't signed up yet, subscribe at freedailybiblestudy.com/subscribe. That's how you get the email versions. And again, you'll get every day's meditation emailed to you, and you'll also get some other information and resources as we're going along that'll be helpful for you. Or figure out how to get the podcast at freedailybiblestudy.com/podcast, or just check out more information on the website. Again, my name is Jacob Gerber, and you can find all sorts of information about this plan at freedailybiblestudy.com. I'm looking forward to studying the scriptures of our Lord together in the coming year.